Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Father, thank you for blessing our lives. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. You may be seated. Scripture for last week. You remember? Who can tell us scripture for last week? Yes, Lloyd George Jr.
Matthew. Go ahead. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 and 19.
That's right.
Verily I say unto you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Mm-hmm. Again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything you ask for, it shall be done for you for my Father which is in heaven.
Wow. Man. I like that. That is how you become a strong Christian. People are not asking, how do I become a strong Christian? Nobody's asking that question. If you're serious, you ask. Amen. This week's scripture is Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. This is a very known scripture. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And it has amen also, isn't it? Matthew 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. All right, one more time. Matthew chapter 8, 28, verse 18 to 20. Ready? Let's go. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. One more time, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven. It's a very nice scripture, isn't it? Yes. Jesus came and he spoke to them and he said, go ye and teach. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, because I have the power and I'm going to back you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to be behind you. So go and teach all nations. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, it's very interesting what he says in verse 20. He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. You cannot teach people if you don't gather them. Isn't it? You can only teach when you gather. That's why the church comes in. For those who say that, oh, I don't need to go to church, they are fools. They don't know the Bible. They don't know anything about the Bible. They are not strong Christians. Because if you understand the Bible, you know the scriptures, you will know that you have to gather to be taught. Teaching is part of Christian life. So as we go and we preach the gospel and teach all nations and we baptize them, after they are baptized, what should they do? They should be gathered and be taught all the things that Jesus has commanded us. Amen. So I want to say it one more time and then we'll try and say it. Isn't it? Time is fast spent, so we'll probably ask some experts to quote it for us before, so that the rest of us, we can go home and learn it. What do you think? Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Let's go. And Jesus came. All things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, unto the end of the world. Amen. You see, he says, whatsoever I have commanded. It's not optional. It's a command to go and teach. So when people wonder why we are doing church and why this, why that, you realize that it's a set of ignorant speeches. Because if you have been commanded, you better don't refuse. If you have been commanded by the Lord, you better not disobey. That's why we are here doing what we are doing. We have been commanded. I said we have been commanded. And you have also been commanded to go out there and do what Jesus has told us to do. So you can't sit aloof. There are many of you, you just walk aloof or live aloof. You don't do anything. You don't do it. It's a command. When somebody commands you, you don't do it. You can ask the army officers, those who are in the army. If you are commanded to do something, you don't do it. You wait and see on that day what's going to happen. Yeah, punishment is going to come. And you might not be very happy. All right, so we'll ask Pastor Roberto to quote it for us. Microphone, please, and quickly. My time is. I have only 30 minutes to do everything. Yes. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 19, and 20. Pastor Roberto Ned from Ghana. Is it working? It's working, cry.
Hallelujah.
Our microphones work all the time.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. Whatsoever I have commanded unto you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen. This one is a quick one. So I'm hoping that next week you'll be able to quote it before we move on. You sit down and smile. Next week you're going to quote it. Next week, remind me, it's Brother Sherwin, who is going to quote it. All right. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. We're looking at how you can become a strong Christian, isn't it? Or what it means to become a strong Christian. Or reasons why you must become a strong Christian. What does it say? Matthew chapter, Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, my brethren, be strong. After everything else, you have to be a strong Christian. Williams, you have to be strong. Many Christians are not strong. Many Christians are floating. They are like feathers. They are not strong. I said many Christians are not strong. God is speaking to you to be strong. Because if you are not strong, a lot of things can happen to you. Do you get it? So, in fact, we are actually starting on the angle, from the angle of why, the reasons why you need to be strong. Because if you say be strong, you may not know, understand why you have to be strong. Florissa, I mean, I just come to church and I go home. And me and my family, we do devotion every morning and all them things. I mean, it's enough. But if you were to go to the gym, if you want to really develop muscles, you can't go once a week. Anybody who
is strong or serious in something they believe in or they are doing does not do it on a weekly basis. Should I say it again? I'm saying that anybody who is going to be strong in anything they do or they believe in will not be engaged in that thing. Tiffany, will not be engaged in that thing only once a week. If you do that, you will not be strong. You cannot be strong. You shall not be strong if you are going to serve the Lord only on a Sunday. I don't care whatever you do during the weekday. I am putting it to you that if you only serve God on a Sunday basis, you are a weak Christian. Amen. And if you're a weak Christian, it means that when the winds come, what's number one? What's the first reason why you must be a strong Christian? Because what? Well, you don't write notes. Because you must, what? You must overcome the wicked. Number two, too much high. High is too much. Yes? The enemy will attack you again. Number three. Sorry? So you can run your race. You need to be strong so that you can run your race. Number four. You're waiting. Number four, strengthen yourself so that you can withstand in the day of evil or in the evil day. There is a day called the evil day. Many people fall away when the evil day comes. Many people fall. Many people fall. And there is something called an evil day. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. There's an evil day, Anthony. There's an evil day. There's a day called the evil day. The day where the thing that you don't like, Mr. Wells, that thing that seems to get to you, the thing that you cannot handle, the thing that you are not built for, that thing is going to, the devil is going to press that button. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor, not half, not part, the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. It's with all of this that we're doing. Sunday morning, Lloyd, Senior, you're black and white. You're sitting in the church and holding the offering back and receiving offering. With all of that, at the end of the day, if a mighty wind blows, there's a day called, what is it? The thing you must understand as a Christian and as a human being is that there's something called the evil day. And that evil day comes to every one of us as long as we are on this earth. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the Bible says verse 1. The Bible says, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. If you think that you are going to live your life on this earth without coming against evil days, please, you are a joker. And the evil day will come to you as a Christian. It will come and test your foundation. Some gossip is going to come and test your character. Some behavior is going to come and test you. Some young man is going to come and test your ability to resist and to withstand. Some young girl is going to come and test your ability to zip it up. The evil day will come. The day is going to come when somebody is going to say something to you that you don't like in your Christian life. The day is going to come when you're not going to have money. The day is going to come when you're going to be sick. The day is going to come when certain things are going to be tough for you. A night where you can't sleep. You can't sleep. You lie down, but you can't sleep. The evil day will come. But the question is, will you be able to stand? Evil day will come. You'll be disappointed. Oh man, disappointment? You don't want to be disappointed in this life, then die. Disappointment is, if you have not been disappointed, wait, disappointment is going to come. Embarrassment is going to come. Accusations are going to come. Times of need and times of want are going to come. But the question is, can you stand? Or you suck your teeth and take your bag and you walk away. There's a scripture in the Bible. I know that the Bible scholars will tell us. The Bible says, if you fall in the day of adversity, Proverbs what? Huh? 24:10. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. You don't have to read the Bible when you have people around like that. If you get blackout in the day or in the evil day, the day of adversity is the same as the evil day. Okay. What does the Bible say? Then your strength is more. So, the things that you have been through, that you have succumbed, you have given in because you were not strong. What is the point of being in this Christianity and then when the test comes, you can't stand? That means that you've been wasting your time. It means you'll be joking. It means you're just making a fool of yourself. Yeah. It's like if you work all your life, you don't have anything to show that you've worked for 20 years. Brother Mark, that doesn't make sense, isn't it? You work, Brother Mark, you works a lot. Works a lot. Yeah. But when you work, you must see it. When you come to church, you must see it. Yeah. Crap! You see, that is why you can be in this church for 7 years. We don't care your 7 years. We are waiting for the day of adversity. Because being around for 7 years does not say anything. What really matters is on the day or in the day of adversity, if thou faint, if thou get blackout in the day of adversity, the Bible says your strength is a little bit. You don't have strength at all. You may look like you have strength, but you don't have anything. That is why you need to be strong, because there's something called the evil day. When that day comes, you must stand up. Brother Mike, Linton, you must stand up. When that evil day comes, let us not hear you cuss people up and cuss people stinking cussing. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. You must be strong. Aaron, you must be strong. You must be strong. I tell you. You see, what people don't understand is that Christianity really builds your character. It builds your character. If you can't stay in a church for the rest of your life, it means that you can't marry for the rest of your life. I'll say it again. If you can't stay in one church for the rest of your life, especially a good church, then you can't survive in a relationship. Judy, as you've been around, I expect that when you marry, I mean, your being around should minister to me that if this lady is giving something, it's the same thing is going to happen. So those of you who are like this, like that. Toya, when you are like this, like that, if you are giving anything, you'll be the same like this, like that. Yeah. That is clear. Yeah. Michelle Keto, just as you come in late every morning, if you get anything, that's how you behave. You will not do anything better. Yeah, if you don't change it, anything you are giving is the same thing because you are comfortable about that. Because every time when I'm preaching, that's when I see you come to the church. And you don't plan to change. You've been doing that for years. Yeah, it's a character. And when you are giving money, or when you are giving a position, or when you are giving a responsibility, you will succumb that time. Because that's you translate it into everything. That's who you are. In the evil day, oh man. Oh, I tell you. Look at what Jesus is saying. He says, not everyone. Some of you, I don't get the time to counsel you. So when I preach, I counsel you during the preaching. So you must get the message. You get it? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Eh? You see, because people will say things, but they are not strong about what they are saying. As for talking, a lot of people say it. A lot of people come to church. A lot of people come with the flow. Oh, because they said I should come, so I'm going. But it's not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And he goes on to say, verse 22. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Even people who prophesied in his name, they are not even strong anyway. And in the name, thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Look at this. People have done wonderful works. And on that day, God is going to say, what is he going to say? Verse 23. He said, and then will I profess unto them that I never knew you. Depart from me. You that work what? Iniquity. Somebody who has done great things in the name of the Lord. How can God tell the person that go away from me? That's right. We don't do any great works. Keegan. You don't do any great works. So what is going to be your fate on that day? What is going to be your fate on that day? You who do no great work. The great work you do is just to be carried to church Sunday morning. That's the only great work you do. There's nothing great you do in the kingdom of God but to come to church on a Sunday morning and give $100. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, Jesus is talking. As you are hearing me preach, God is talking to you. It's not Pastor Collins who is saying something to you. God is talking to you. He said, therefore, whosoever hears these things that I'm saying, he said, and doeth them, and does them, like I'm talking to Michelle. Michelle can easily say, oh, why is he mentioning my name? Why is he saying? But she can also see that God is trying to speak to her. He said, if you listen to, you hear it, and you do the words. He said, I will liken him unto a wise man. He's only a wise person who will hear and do something about it. Oh. I feel like I'm doing a convention this morning, I tell you. It's only a wise person. Fools, when you talk anything about them, they get vexed. They get offended. And they begin to talk about things. They begin to say all kinds of things. Fools behave like that. Any wise person changes. When you say, oh, this, I didn't know, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. That's a wise man. The wise man built his house upon a rock. Why? Why is this wise man making sure that his roots and his foundations go deep? Why will a wise man do something like that? Because there's a time where the rain will descend on the wise man. There's something called rain. It will descend on that wise man. There's something called the floods. They will come. There's something called the winds. They will blow. And there's something they will beat upon that house. Your life is going to receive a lot of beatings. Your Christian life is going to experience a lot of trials and tribulations. If your foundation is not solid, if you are not strong as a Christian, that day when the rains come, you will not be coming to East La Penitence again Sunday morning. When you see us, you'll be bowing your head and be running and be not wanting to see us. Because when the rains came, when the floods came, your building, your house did not stand. It did not stand. It will not stand. So I was laughing when our children who were in the Bible school were saying how their exams is going to be put on a notice board in the school. I was laughing. I said, oh, I forgot you were trained in Guyana. Because when we used to go to school, in secondary school, it's a normal thing. There's something we call notice board. There's a padlock on that notice board, so you can't enter. Jamela, every class results is pasted on the notice board. Those who are last, everybody's name is there. So you who walk in school like you are a peacock, you are a queen, queen of Sheba. You see your grades and you realize that you are the last name on the list. When you are coming to school, you bow your head quietly. Go and sit down and begin to study well. That's how you train children. They are experiencing it for the first time. I experienced it all my life in school. You won't tell your child to pick up his books. You will not. Like how we're struggling here to tell the children, pick up your books, study. No. You see, because we don't even want to look around and copy things in other places. How can you not punish a child? If you don't punish a child, give them corporal punishment, you are not preparing them to face adversity after their life. You must teach them to endure pain. You must teach them to endure hardship. All this foolish talk about corporal punishment is foolish talk. Because the Bible, the good book says that spare the rod and spoil the child. Many, they say the foolishness is bound in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction. God says rod, not. And you, human beings, our problem is that we always think that we are wise, but we are fools. And it's the same thing. So don't come to church and not even have a Bible. Don't come to church. The only preaching you hear is Sunday morning. You are not on podcast. It's not like you are home and then you go, because we have all the facilities. You have a smartphone, you have a tablet, you can go to the Play Store, download Podcast Addict. Or any podcast application and search for the name Bishop Dagwood Mills or Victor Collins Asabri. You will get somebody, you will get messages right in your home. Every morning, you can listen to messages, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing. Not hearing songs, by hearing the word of God. Playing gospel songs doesn't make you strong. I pray for you. Because that day is coming. 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 For many people, you see, we have people who come to this church and they've been with us for a few years and they move around like they are strong until Mr. Wales, something happens. Then you see that they don't want to come here again. Then we say, oh, the people get shocked. The people get surprised. Oh, where is Sister So? Why is Sister So not coming again? Sister So is not strong. Don't ask for people who are not strong in this church. Ask for people who are strong. If I am not here, you should ask, where is Pastor? Don't ask for sisters who are weak. Whose skins are thin. Who can't take pressure? Do you know that the lighter your skin, the more you can't take pressure? Did you know that? You didn't know that? Naturally, the darker you are, the more you are supposed to be resistant to pressure. Yeah, that's one advantage of being black, Everett. Yeah, that's one advantage. If nothing at all.
Yeah, no, it's true. Pinky, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so stop bleaching, because you will change. One preacher said one day that those who are bleaching, he said, your face is fair and your body is black. When God comes and he says, all the black people should stand this side and the fair people should stand here, where will you stand? He had to cut you into two and put one part here, one part there. Yeah. No, you got to be strong. You need to be strong. One, coming to church once a week is not a strong thing. So one of the things we are going to do, we are changing our system. You see, a system that doesn't change is very, very interesting. I took my church workers, we went to dinner 1st January somewhere. Very, very, a place. Nice. It was nice. Okay, very nice place. And the place, you know, we had to deal with the city council in booking the place. Now, we paid our money and they said security deposit. So we gave them security deposit. This is in December of 2005, last year, long time ago.
2015. Now, when we finished the function on the 1st of January, we went there to collect our security deposit. Then they told us that I should write a letter requesting for my security deposit. I said, hey, my money, I should write a request for my own money. All right, no problem. So I wrote a letter for my own money. It took a while before they processed it, only to receive a check. When I sent somebody to go and pick up the check, they said, no. The boss man must come himself. Hey! If I had not gone, they would not have given us our money back. Now, I give you security deposit, then you go and put it in the bank? Is that your money? You see, you realize that people are not thinking about the things they do. And it's an advice for you, wherever you work. Especially if you work for yourself, never stick. You must be very friendly and kind and nice so you can make money. Because sometimes money making is just being nice. Yeah. If you go to some of these service organizations, if you go to the bank and all of that, sometimes you look for a particular person to go to them. I don't like the way they change the people at the bank all the time. Because when you get used to some nice lady who's helping you, then they move them from somewhere. Then you have to go and look at somebody who says, bring your ID, bring your this. Who are you? Where's your? Where did you come here? Who are you here? I was doing a business with Jerry for somebody, for the church, with somebody. And so I had to submit some forms to Jerry. Now the person who the church is doing this thing with, he's an old woman, 80 something. The daughter who is overseeing whatever is 70 something. So I passed the forms to somebody to drop it for me at Jerry. The people say they won't collect it. That the old lady must bring it herself. So I said, this is nonsense. It's rubbish. What about if I mail it to you? Will you not accept a mail? If I was to put it and mail it to you, will you tell the mail person to please go back, take it back, and tell them to come? You see people who have gone to school, university, or whatever, done accounting, and they are sitting in an office and they can't even think. I refused to go. I said, this thing, somebody will drop it for me. If they don't take it, they should leave it. What is it? What do you need to see the person for? Documents are there. You want to check the documents? Check the documents. The person's face, that's the main thing. The person's face does not make any difference. But you have people who sit in offices and just are stuck to some old things. So we are changing our things. The church has to be strong. When you have a soil that you plant inside, you have to loosen the earth. You need to cause air to pass through. A lot of things has to go. Otherwise, the church won't work. So we are bringing all our home cells together to make big ones. We are dividing all our home cells. We have about 27. We are reducing them to 10. We are going to call them churches. And we are going to do them Saturday afternoons. You're not excited about that. Yeah. So Saturday afternoon, we must have about 40, 50 people somewhere in somebody's yard having church. No more 5, 6, 3, 4, no more. Mean able. We've been doing it for years. We have to change our strategy also and see what the Lord will do. So we're bringing a lot of these home cells together to call them satellite churches. And we are going to have them Saturday afternoons, not Thursday nights anymore. Do you like change? Yeah. Even the people say that we should not import old ties again. It's a change. It's a good change. Of course, many people, they've never put a new tire under their vehicles before. 5,000, 2,500, 1,000, 3,500, and then for 2 weeks they take it off. A tire can kill you. It will kill you. It will cause you to get into an accident. I've never bought old tires under my car. I always buy new tires. I'll tie my waist and fast and use the money and buy a new tire. It's safer. Before you say that Pastor Collins is died on the road because of some old tire, trying to save money. 3,500. Two for 3,500. A tire for your vehicle. You don't have money to drive a vehicle, don't drive. It's a change. They said they will not allow us to import cars older than 8 years. It's a change. It's a good change. Because we're going to have newer cars in the system. Yeah, once they reduce the tax for us, we are happy. We're very happy. We don't mind about changes at all. Anybody who doesn't like change is not, I mean, ready to move forward. So we want to ginger up our system so that we become strong. Even if politicians are changing the system, how much more are spiritual people? Church is getting better and better. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. The time is up. Amen. Hey, your clapping was short, though. Why? Clapping to... you pay money for clapping. Or short. Bah. It's like, take this and close. Hallelujah. Close your eyes with me. In your heart, you know very deep in your heart that you are not a strong Christian. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues gives you strength also. Begin to pray. Begin to shaka branda makaya babanda. Pray. For just a few minutes, 1 or 2 minutes, begin to lift up your voice and speak in tongues. Charge yourself. Strengthen yourself. The Bible says if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Pray somebody. Pray that the Lord will give you strength. Pray that you'll be strengthened. Pray. Mamandere me kabras kataya baba. Strength, oh God, strength, oh God. In my inner man, in my inner man, na inner man, lebros kabranda bakaya babanda, rasa kataya babende mekerie bedende, riboromo sika bandere me strength, oh God, la baraba skebrende mekerie baria baba kaba, amandiri me kabranda la baba. We don't want to faint in the day of adversity. We don't want to fall in the day of temptation. We want to be strong. We want to stand, put on the whole armor of God, and be able to withstand in the day of evil. Lebros kataya baba kabranda baba. When the rains come, when the floods come, Lord, we want to stand. We want to stand. We want to stand. We pray for strength, oh God. Strength, oh God. Strength, oh God. The spirit of might. Let the spirit of might be given to us today. Let the spirit of might be given to us today. The spirit of might. The spirit of might that was upon Jesus. The spirit of might. Let that spirit come upon us, oh God. Strengthen the weakest parts of our lives. Libere, 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 libere. Kalabandere me kabras kataya baba. Mama, 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 mama. Somebody needs to fix their foundation. Somebody columns, your pillars, your windows are broken. Your roof is leaking. Pray and shout to the Lord. Lord, make my building strong. Pray that you yourself will wake up Sunday morning and come to church by yourself. You'll be strong enough to come by yourself. You'll be strong enough to come by yourself, to pray for yourself, to read your Bible yourself. Pray that I'll be strong. Mama, mama, ndere me seke brene. Yande mande maraba kabra rababa. Lebo bo 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 seke brundoruya. Kere bere bere me seke kabra rababa. Karabara baba 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 baba. Menere bere 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 bere. Mirebe kabara baba baba kabara baba baba baba.
My foundation, oh God. Maybe solidified. Maybe solidified, oh God. Lekabraskataya barababa. Kayandere merebe. Malamande. Blessed be your name, oh God. Hide me now under your wing. Cover me. Cover me within your mighty hand. Within your mighty hand. When the oceans rise and thunder strong, and I will soar with you above the storms. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, know you are God. I will be still, and you are God. Find rest, my soul. Find rest, my soul. In Christ alone. In Christ alone. Know his power and quietness. Know his power in quietness and trust.
In quietness and trust.
When the oceans rise.
When the oceans rise. And that's wrong.
I will soar with you above. Still, I will be
still. Though you
are God.
I will be still.
Though you are God. Father, thank you this morning for speaking to our hearts. Thank you this morning for strengthening our inner man. Thank you this morning for opening it up to us that unless we are strong and we strengthen ourselves in the Lord, that evil day will come that we will not be able to stand. Lord, we just don't want to come and go and not have that strength we need to have. Therefore, we pray that, Lord, you help us and that you've heard our prayers even as we've prayed for strength. May we put into place the things that we'll continue to do in our lives to continue to help us to be strong. Thank you, Father, for helping us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are here this morning. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you are not saved, you are not born again. You have not even begun to be strong. The Bible said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter. He cannot see the kingdom of God. You are here this morning. You want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you are here like that, just your right hand up high. Just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You know it deep in your heart. If you were to die right now, you will not go to heaven. You know it. You need to fix your relationship with God. You are here like that. Just lift up your right hand wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see those hands. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come, Keegan. Come. From wherever you are, come to me. Come. Come to me. I want to pray for you. Come to me. God bless you. Clap for them. Oh, clap for them. Clap for them. Come to Jesus this morning.
Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Bring me, Lord, myself.
Jesus, Jesus,
to your heart. Lead me to your heart. Lead me to your heart.
From the bottom of your heart, I want you to pray this prayer with me. The Bible says that it is with your heart you believe. Anything you do that is not from your heart is not accepted, even here on earth. God will only accept you if you pray this prayer from the bottom of your heart. If you really believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord, you believe that God raised him from the dead, he died on the cross for you and God raised him from the dead. If you believe that, then pray this prayer with me. Pray with me and say, Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with the blood of Jesus.
Wash me with the blood of Jesus.
I believe with my heart.
I believe in my heart.
And I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus died for me.
That Jesus died for me.
I believe God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe God raised Jesus from the dead.
And I believe Jesus is alive right now.
Jesus is alive right now.
I open my heart. And I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior.
I believe
that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell.
I am born again,
and my name is written in the book of life.
Thank you, Father,
for saving my soul. In Jesus'
name,
amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.